July 29th, 2013, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I wish to describe to you in more detail the sword which pierces my mournful heart, which is the abuse of authority. Such authority does not live in the truth. It tries and often succeeds in taking control over that which is not its to take. The one who misuses his authority transgresses human law and divine. I say this, for the abuse of authority is in opposition to holy love. Such authority embraces false opinions, opinions which affect the well-being of those under him. He may claim the right to territories which are not his. He may impose unjust penalties upon those he considers his adversaries. He may present one face to the public eye, but hold many hidden agendas in his heart. The one who abuses authority does not hold the welfare of others first, but is motivated by self-interests. The abuse of power has a far-reaching effect. It is not confined to one government or institution, but affects everyone it touches. Once again, all of the errors which are accepted and promulgated through the abuse of power are inspired by the compromise of truth. One feeds off of the other. The truth becomes distorted and allows the misuse of power to blossom. The abuse of power distorts the truth. All of this leads to the loss of souls. You see why I mourn. I come into the world as truth, and I am rejected. Raise up the truth in your own heart and in the hearts of those around you. Then you will ease my pain.